Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today has been pleasant, with clear skies and comfortable temperatures throughout major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A warm night is expected, perfect for an evening stroll or enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just an hour ago, voices in Lebanon, including Christian, Sunni, and Shiite leaders, are calling for negotiations with Israel. They want to defeat Hezbollah's influence and push for a sovereign agreement. Also, earlier this hour, Mariv reports that the Arab world believes the war with Iran has only changed form, not ended. There is ambiguity about the ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Turkey has indicted Netanyahu and other Israeli officials over the Gaza flotilla incident. They seek up to 5,000 years in prison for their involvement. Separately, Israel Hayom notes that negotiations in Pakistan have begun. It highlights Trump's promise to the Gulf states and a compromise from Iran regarding the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, the Jerusalem Post says a U.S. Dash Iran ceasefire is pausing the war, yet issues like nuclear concerns and tensions in Lebanon remain. Israelis and Americans have mixed feelings about the tentative truce. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amidar, an activist, posted 42 minutes ago about efforts across Lebanon to push both Israel and Iran out of the country. He emphasizes the importance of supporting these local movements. Anadolu agency reported 47 minutes ago that Saudi Arabia and Qatar will provide Pakistan with $5 billion to help with its debt obligations. From Reuters, 47 minutes ago, there are talks involving J.D. Vance, Stephen Witkoff, and Jared Kushner with Iranian officials. This marks a significant diplomatic engagement. Let's go deeper. Starting with Lebanon, Israel Hayom reports a growing internal movement against Hezbollah. This is fueled by frustration with Iran's control. Leaders are advocating for a future where Lebanon has more autonomy and peace. If successful, this could shift regional power dynamics. Turning to the Arab world, Mariv highlights ongoing tensions with Iran. Despite a ceasefire, the underlying conflict continues to evolve. This could influence future diplomatic negotiations and regional security strategies. Meanwhile, Ynet's report on Turkey's indictment of Israeli officials stems from a 2010 incident involving a flotilla to Gaza. The legal action underscores ongoing tensions between Turkey and Israel, potentially affecting diplomatic relations. In Pakistan, Israel Hayom reveals Trump's assurances and Iran's compromise over the Strait of Hormuz. These negotiations aim to stabilize regional trade routes and reduce military tensions. A successful outcome could bolster international trade and Gulf security. Finally, the Jerusalem Post's coverage of the U.S.-Iran ceasefire highlights ongoing uncertainties. Israelis worry about regional security, while Americans focus on diplomatic exit strategies. The ceasefire's durability remains uncertain, impacting future peace prospects. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports on Yitzhak Tshuva's multi-billion dollar gas deal with Egypt. He will sell gas from the Aphrodite Reservoir, potentially boosting Israel's energy exports. Separately, CTEC delves into the significance of Iran's Karch oil hub. Recent strikes there have raised concerns about global oil supply stability, affecting international markets. And finally, Ynet Business discusses a survey by Robert Half in Brazil. It reveals common resume lies that lead to fast rejections, highlighting issues in the job market. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.